An examination of prisons here by the EU's Council on Torture Committee has found that some prison officers are inclined to use more physical force than required and to verbally abuse prisoners. It's also highly critical of Ireland's handling of mentally ill prisoners. An incident in which investigators found a severely ill patient lying naked on the floor of his cell is detailed in both the front of the Irish Times and the Examiner this morning. Fianna Ní Cnéidhe is Executive Director of the Irish Penal Reform Trust. Fianna, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Can you tell us more about this case that's detailed in both papers this morning and what it highlights in this report about the treatment of people with mental illness in prisons?
Yeah, so this report, I suppose it's very important to say at the outset that this is the first published inspection report of a closed prison in Ireland since 2015. And we welcome the publication of the report and recognise that the state engaged openly with the expert inspection team. Saying this, it's a number of its findings are extremely disturbing and upsetting, in particular the treatment of people with mental health issues, and particularly those who are homeless and addicted in prison. I mean, the report details the situation of a man held in a safety observation cell. So this is a cell in which people are held when they're at risk of self-harm or the safety of others. He was naked and covered in feces, and food was being delivered to him by officers through opening the door a small amount and passing it in behind a shield. I mean, this is dehumanising, it's inhuman treatment, but, you know, we're talking about somebody who is very unwell. Now, it's important, it's a damning reflection on us all, it is done in our name, but it's really important to emphasise that prison staff should not have to be dealing should not be treating these people. They are in an inappropriate facility. They should be in therapeutic care facilities. Now, the Programme for Government commits to establish a cross-departmental task force on mental health, addictions and imprisonment. We welcome this. We understand that Ministers Donnelly and McEntee have met towards progressing this, but it's so important that this is a task force that is focused on short, medium and long-term actions and is not a committee and it doesn't conduct another review. We need to see examination paid to changes that might be needed in legislation, to investment in community-based mental health services and residential care.
Does the use of these safety observation cells or special observation cells, and particularly their use at length, for people who are waiting for a place in the central mental hospital, does the management of prisoners in them amount to or run the risk of torture?
It's extremely disturbing. I mean, what we have no sight of in Ireland is the length of time that people are held in segregation, so in solitary confinement or in the safety observation cells. The Irish Prison Service publishes statistics and figures on the numbers on a given day, but there is no transparency around the length of time. And beyond 14 or 15 days is described or is identified as prolonged confinement, and it can have serious detrimental effects on an individual's psychological integrity. Now, we notice in this report, after 120 hours that somebody is so held, the Director General must be informed. The equivalent, if a person who is unwell and in a psychiatric mental health facility, after 72 hours, the Inspector of Mental Health Services must be notified. What we are calling for now in response to this, that if not the Inspector of Mental Health Services, then at minimum, the Inspector of Prisons should be notified if people are so held beyond 72 hours.
Because this report looks at not just prisons but also psychiatric institutions as well. And the treatment of people with mental illness in prisons compared to those, particularly those who are involuntarily detained in psychiatric institutions, varies widely.
I mean, one thing that really stood out to me in this report was the situation of a prisoner who could not be transferred to a community mental health centre because he was homeless and therefore he was in prison awaiting access to the central mental hospital. I mean, this, nobody should be in the central mental hospital for want of suitable facilities in the community. So this is calling for this overarching joined up piece of thinking that must happen between the Department Department of Justice and the Department of Health, and a complete overhaul. Particularly, I mean, again, when we're talking about people who are homeless ending up in the prison system, just under 8% of committals to prison in 2019 declared themselves as of no fixed abode on committal to prison last year. We're seeing increasing numbers of people who are in prison serving short prison sentences, when it's acknowledged in policy and in law that community service is more appropriate and should be the default option. And on top of that, we're seeing increasing numbers of remands for public order and social code offences. And this has to be linked to the situation of homelessness on the streets. But nobody should be in prison for want of shelter in the community. And so what we need to see is investment in bail supervision, okay, in bail hostels, and again, investment in appropriate housing, including supported housing in the community.
And in response to this report, the government said work is ongoing to establish a task force to increase psychological care in the prison system. Fianna Ní Cineadh, Executive Director of the Irish Penal Reform Trust, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.